coming in at 9.0 on the Richter scale, but a 10.0 on the laughter scale. Here's Cliff and Kendall.
Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall,
and Charles Lindbergh is a woman.
Are we on?
Horoscope.
Hey!
Oh, God.
Warn me, Cliff. Warn me.
My horoscope said this is going to be a terrible day. And it was right.
Oh, they could write that in my horoscope every day, though. And they'd always be right.
Born under a bad sign.
Cliff, we're talking about horoscopes, as you just said.
Yeah.
I don't know why I felt the need to explain it again.
And clap.
I got really excited.
Hey! Let's this is a free zone, a safe zone, a happy zone. Here we're in the Moon Goddess Megastore in Copenhagen, Denmark.
And it's what a megastore it is.
It's mega. It's sort of a new agey type store.
Yeah, like where they have crystals and incense and books on the tarot. It's great.
A tarot?
Tarot.
Like, oh, tarot. I thought you meant like Scarlett O'Hara's house.
Great.
Oh, my God. Listeners, this is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
There we go.
Internet talk show / radio filler program on Rye 99 in Busheltown. I've got to stop, Kendall, because I've got to ask you. Okay, your phone is sitting over there.
Mm-hmm.
And you have something on the back of it that,
oh,
to me, looks like an Oreo. And I don't know what it is. I've seen people have them, and I don't understand. What's happening?
Okay. This is called it's called a pop socket.
Oh.
And the reason I got it is because the new phones are so huge,
uh-huh,
that if you hold them like this and you try to type with your finger, it like falls,
oh,
off. And so these are like something to hold on to. It like put your fingers around it and hold it from the back so you can easily,
okay,
access it. Because I'm so technology minded.
You now are. All us old phoners don't need that Oreo thing.
But here's the best part about it. You can watch porn.
Oh my.
Just kidding. It has a little stand so you can watch movies.
Kendall, I have standards. I still go to the laptop.
Oh, you're old school.
I take it back to the streets.
Oh my God, I can watch porn on the phone if I wanted to. I can't see shit.
I can't. It's too small. You gotta zoom in. horoscopes. Now, Kendall, are you a believer in horoscopes?
Well, I think that horoscopes can be really lucky sometimes to get just the right thing. But I do like, just like Halloween or anything else, I like the idea of it. Like, I want to believe in it. I want to have fun and read it and see what's happening. But
well, I am often a scoffer.
Uh-huh.
But the other day, I lucked into one that was, like you said, like, it was like, bingo.
You are going to order pizza today.
No. It was very emotional and deep. Uh-huh. And, you know, it's because we've been on the road for so long.
Uh-huh.
We've faced so many travails. Mm-hmm. So much of that.
Oh, I all the
under
time.
The bridge. But, and I've been a little worn down, mm-hmm, because of all that, of the road, the rye, all of it.
The road, the rye.
The road, the rye, and me.
We should write a memoir this whole trip. The road and the rye.
Yeah, that's where I was going with that.
Oh, sorry.
But anyway, no, I've been feeling the road and the rye and the grit all over me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the horoscope said Virgo. I'm a Virgo.
Mm-hmm.
World's fattest Virgo. And it said, hey, Virgo, listen up. And it said, you are going through some terrible times. I feel like there's some road in the rye in there. There's grit. It's too much. And it, I mean, it was.
And another fatso.
It was spot on. And it said, but you got to remember, Virgo, it's like when you're stuck in traffic. And for me, a Virgo, being stuck in traffic is maybe the worst possible version of me.
It is, trust me.
If I'm ever going to just start hacking people to death with an axe, it's going to be then. But I'll hack into one like gas tank and explode.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it said it's like you're stuck in traffic. And it's, you feel like, geez, is this car ever going to move in front of me? But eventually. no matter what, if your pace quickens and you get back to that time where you're driving free.
That's good. And it's deep, but good.
It is. And it's like, and then you, it's like you barely even remember that traffic jam.
It does lighten up your feeling. It's like,
because it is like that. And you know me, Kendall. You know that I oftentimes will just start talking along with Mrs. Butter 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 Churn and her wry speeches.
I know.
She's
very nice.
Well, sometimes, you know, she's busy with the kids really quick and she says, okay, go, just introduce me. And I just get going. Whoa. Uh-huh. Like you just got going. But, you know, and I'll tell people, you know, life, it has its ups and downs. Everybody's does. But it just... Even it's weird because you can say things so many times to so many crowds waiting to hear about Rye.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not until a horoscope says it to you that you really get it.
I know. We give advice on the show all the time. But yet we just don't listen to it.
I think, Kendall, let's change things up for the second 500 episodes of the show. Uh-huh. Let's take our advice.
I love it. I love it. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Look what I have, dear.
Those are beautiful crystals. Are they beautiful earrings, dear?
Oh, yes. This is lapis lazuli, dear. What is lapis lazuli? It's a type of stone, dear.
Oh, I could tell it was a stone. Is it blue?
It is, dear.
I'm looking at a magazine article over here. Sorry, I was just asking because I couldn't look.
Yes, it is, dear. It's quite beautiful, isn't it?
Oh, boys. Oh, I've been buying some of these magical geodes.
Oh.
I think they'll be beautiful for Fonky and Opie to take to school on show-and-tell days.
They're not too small for them, are they? They're not like something they could choke on.
Oh, no. This one is roughly the size of an extra-large grapefruit.
Oh, dear, they're going to love that. Taking it to school, learning all about the insides of rocks.
Oh, they're going to be the envy of their little friends.
Yeah, and look at these lace doilies I got. They smell just like patchouli.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah, leave one of those in here. We need something to fix the smell in here.
Even out the smell. Because, uh-huh. You know, Charles the contractor was in here earlier, and he realized he was eating lunch in Kendall's chair.
I don't know if you can hear me sighing loudly.
And he realized after he ate lunch that he had sat on a burrito that had been in the back pocket of his pants since the day before.
That's what today's wet spot is.
That's what today's wet spot is for those playing at home.
What? Why? That's all I gotta say. Anyway.
Oh, no. Enough about that, boys.
Oh, dear. We shouldn't be talking about wet things on here.
Oh, no. Not proper etiquette, dear.
No seat wedding.
No seat wedding.
Oh, dear. We mustn't be talking about that.
Oh, keep it clean, boys.
Oh, dear.
We're in Denmark.
The astrologer's just about to tell us our future, dear.
Oh, my. Your appointment. It's coming up.
Yes, dear. She's waving at us now, so we're going to go and listen to see what's going to happen. I'm so excited.
I can't wait to hear about what a wonderful mother you're going to be, dear.
Oh, dear. Please. I'm already here. Wonderful mother. We're coming, dear.
I've got the most beautiful mother on the world.
Listen to them go.
Oh.
They don't seem like their life is that shitty.
That, you know, and I just take a page from them. And I'm sure they've had their downs and their traffic jams.
Uh-huh.
But they're going to clear up.
Sometimes they bust through them.
They bust through them.
So, all right, Cliff. I have brought something I want to read to you.
Oh, please read to me.
As you said, you're a Virgo.
I'm a Virgo,
and
baby.
So I've got some facts here about Virgo. I want to see if you could tell us if this is accurate or not.
Oh, well, let's see.
All right, here we go. So first of all, your ruling planet, Cliff, is Mercury. All
right.
A Virgo's intensity for work and life can be intimidating to others at first.
Oh, yeah.
If you're a Virgo, remember to take a step back and relax every so often. Sometimes.
You know, I have a problem not relaxing enough.
Sometimes the outcome will be the same regardless of you if you put 10 seconds or 10 hours into a task.
Well, that's true.
And inside every well-organized, well-functioning, productive Virgo, there's a disorganized, not-so-well-functioning Virgo who gets in the way of its own productivity by losing the forest for the tree. Have you ever lost the forest?
I lost it. I've lost it totally and completely. Some of those are true. Mm-hmm. Some are maybe not. But I found this earlier amongst the you know, huge.
The stars.
Amongst the stars. I was reading the stars. Mm-hmm. And I found this. Virgos. When a Virgo shines, there is practically no sign to match their inner light. An in-tune Virgo is a treat to meet, and I must admit that's true.
Well, if you ever get in tune.
Many Virgos can be found working in the service to others industry, ranging from welfare work, doctors, podcasting, where you give helpful tips to listeners, yep, and library volunteerism.
There you go.
That is me. One of the most magical of my many magical characteristics is that no matter how many times life or romance turns sour on us, oh, we still manage to maintain faith in others. Now, creative and sensitive Virgos are delicate people. And now here's the...
Very delicate. That much is true, Liz.
That much is true. I cannot tell you how many times I've described to myself that I'm just a hothouse orchid. And
just
here it is.
Delicate flower.
Here it is. In black and blue, creative and sensitive Virgos are delicate people who, like rare and special orchids, require individual treatment to fully blossom into their true and unique beauty. And it's, God, that's true.
You're just waiting to blossom.
I am magical. I am a treat to meet.
Speaking of magical, that sounds like my son, Scorpio.
Scorpio.
I'll sing you.
More about you in the second half of the show.
I know. I was just about to say, but we're going to have to talk about that after the break. I don't know. Is the price right? You want to play that?
Is it right?
Is it right? I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
Is the price right?
Is it right? Is it right?
All right. Kendall.
Yes.
Is the price right for a carry-all pouch that says, love what you do on it?
You talking about a fanny pack?
It's a carry-all pouch.
Oh. $14.99.
Oh, you cheap bitch. What? $25.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. I thought maybe. It was on sale.
Kendall, you obviously don't love what you do enough to buy a carry-all pouch about it.
I've got enough pouches already to carry all.
Love what you eat, what they all say.
Yeah. All right, Cliff, for a Smart Color Art 80 gel pin set.
80 gel pin set.
Is the price right?
$24.99.
Oh, you rich, rich person. It's $12.99. Can you believe it?
That's a steal.
I know. It makes me want to go get some gel pen.
I got to get some. Kendall, an indoor decorative neon light in the shape of a pineapple. It's a desk lamp with an adjustable dimmer. And I want to emphasize it is neon and in the shape of a pineapple. And here it is. For those not listening at home, here it is.
I don't know how much it is, but we need one.
I do love it.
$55.
Now, you're close. It's a little bit steep. It's $60.
Okay. Hey, $5
off. Listen, that's shipping and handling.
That's the closest I've ever been to being right on this show.
I think yes, yeah.
All right. Cliff, you know the Echoes, the little Amazon Echo.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know those, but the big one, the Echo Plus, the new one.
Echo Plus.
Is the price right?
$2.99.
No. You are going to save so much money.
Oh, amen.
$149.
Oh, how affordable. Ooh, that's affordable. All right, Kendall. How about a coffee mug in the shape of a doo-doo emoji?
Priceless.
And on it is written, coffee makes me poop.
I don't know. I hope you put that one in your cart. $20.
Oh, you rich bitch. $15.
All right. Let's take a break.
Let's do it. I'm up for it. Don't go away.
I'm getting my palm red over there.
Oh, I wonder what their futures hold.
Hey, you've made it this far. It'd be a shame to give up now. Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Never borrow money needlessly, just when you must. Borrow them where loans are a specialty from folks you trust. Borrow confidently from HSC.
Household Finance Corporation offices are listed in your telephone book.
I believe fat people are people too. And you've never heard fat people like this before. Let's get back to Cliff and Kendall.
through them.
They bust, they bust, they through them.
I'm putting on this this lotion I got over there, Cliff. It smells like
lavender.
It's tiger's eye.
Tiger's eye.
Yeah, it's like some lotion they've ground up this tiger eye crystal and put it in there.
Oh, it's a crystal, not an eyeball.
Right, right. Yeah, not a real eyeball.
Oh, okay.
Anyway,
then who cares?
I've got some facts about Scorpio now.
Scorpio. My turn. All right.
My turn, as I promised.
It's Kendall's turn.
My ruling planet is Pluto.
Oh, Pluto.
Which
no.
I think is why I took it so so badly when Pluto was taken off.
What?
I have no f***ing ruling planet
you
anymore.
You don't even have one.
We are known for the emotional intensity of our relationships. We never do something half-assed, and we'll know within seconds whether we'll get along with you or not. We'll never admit it because we have emotional walls and prefer to look aloof, but we're very loyal people.
Now, Kendall, my source says, now, you are different from all other zodiac signs, and this difference has them walking, working, and loving to a different beat. Others can often live with a Scorpio partner for years, but not even really know them. Can you imagine anybody paging Susan?
I'm an enigma.
You're something. Kendall, much to do with a Scorpio remains ever secret. Their eyes often blaze with feelings that words never express. Is this like, because really the other was like, oh my God, that's me. Is this you? Uh-huh. Is it you yet?
I mean, I certainly have things that I don't talk about.
There's definitely a lot of masks. They often wear masks. Too often they say no when they really mean yes.
But mine are real masks.
Yeah, sometimes they could be. So if you're out there with a Scorpio, always remember, no means yes. But fall out badly with a Scorpio and you're likely to find they will never forget or forgive.
That's all true.
Now this is you. Most Scorpios are winners. Oh, wait, I thought that said wieners. No, it's winners. And the main thing they have to worry about is their attitudes, which make up their mind powers and can either make or break them, baby.
My attitude.
Yeah, you better get an attitude.
I need a new attitude.
Yeah, you got a big fat attitude.
Oh, that's my problem.
Now, was any of that... I guess everybody hits... Some of it hits.
Yeah, but, no. But there's a lot of it that's true. Yeah. I'm very...
Now look at me. Okay, one thing I read, and it said Scorpios have a widow's peak, and you do.
It's getting ever deeper.
It's like a deep V.
It's a deep V because of the receding that's going on behind it.
And it said Virgos have dimples because we're marked by the sign of love or beauty, and I do.
Really?
You see?
Is that true for a lot of people?
I don't know, but we said that and I thought...
Now I want to look up a whole bunch of Virgos and Scorpios.
I know, I'm like, oh my gosh, I've got a dimple when my face is not this fat.
I think we're breaking ground here on the show.
I think we have broken more ground today than chairs we've broken in the past.
Oh, how did your reading go?
Oh, we've got a bright future ahead of us, Sponge.
Right. She said many wonderful things to come.
Oh, I just can't wait for all the future happiness, Sugar Lump.
Well, could you be more specific? What, you just said you're going to be happy. It was very insightful, and she said that we have wonderful joys in our life, and that's the children. And we have a wonderful love.
I love the children.
Oh, dear,
so
I do too. They're wonderful. And she said we have many more years years to come, and we have one special thing that just keeps growing in our life, and I think that's this show, dear.
I wish it was the ratings.
You've got it, Buzz. I see big ratings in your future. Mm-hmm. Of course, I'm just inferring.
Yeah, she did not say that, dear. I want to make sure that was him.
I got a little bit of a feeling from her, though.
Thank you.
When she looked at me when I started talking about the show.
I bet she had a look.
She gave me a look. Her eyebrows raised.
Gee, I think that was a different look than you're thinking.
She had a little bit of a lemon squeeze lip. And I believe that meant, ooh, big ratings in your future, boys.
Oh, good. She's heard of us.
She has now. She was completely unfamiliar before.
Well, dear, there was a wonderful experience. I really think you both should do it if you have time.
All right, if we've got time, go see if you can sign us up.
Oh, I will, dear. I'm just headed over here to get a cranial massage, dear.
Oh, now, Sugarlump, don't go letting just anyone touch your cranium.
Oh, dear, no, they don't even touch you, dear. They put your hands near you and just radiate good energy your direction, dear.
That sounds like a husband's job.
Oh, dear, well, you can come along, too.
Oh, all right.
Cliff, I think it's time to help some people.
Let's help them.
More and more we just help others and don't help ourselves, but...
But at least we're helping somebody.
Yeah.
At least somebody is being helped.
Hold on, I'm trying to open the stand ladder. Here
really
we go.
Glued that one shut.
All right. I ripped a little bit of the ladder.
I wonder what it said. Dear something.
Dear Cliff and Kendall, my sister asked if I would attend a women's conference with her, and I hastily agreed, and we kind of dropped into recently. I know the feeling. Like, oh, why did I say I'm going to do that?
Yeah.
The conference is 8 months away, and I just found out the location and who's going to be the speakers. And after reviewing all the information, I realize I'm not that interested in attending. Well, when I told my sister, she became furious. I apologized for letting her down, but I didn't want to spend hundreds of dollars to attend a conference that I'm not that jazzed about. She is still mad at me, and I don't want to dismiss her feelings, but I feel that canceling 8 months in advance is okay, and we haven't even purchased tickets or made hotel reservations yet. Can you help me? And that's, I don't want to go.
Don't go.
There you go.
Don't go.
Please.
Here's what you should do. Your mistake was being...
was saying yes.
Well, not even saying yes. Your mistake was being honest and saying, well, you know what, on second thought, this doesn't sound that good.
Yeah.
That was the mistake. You should have said, oh my God... I have a colonoscopy scheduled for that day. Or, oh no, you know, I've got jury duty in 8 months. I just was alerted. And, you know, just lie and make it up. Because do you not find mask wearer you? People don't want the truth. And
they can't handle the truth.
They can't handle it. Oh my, I think I just helped somebody.
You did. Well, thank you, Cliff, for helping.
And then
you heard him.
Dear Cliff and Kendall, I opened it silently while you were reading yours.
Oh.
And see, so you didn't even hear. You didn't even hear.
I didn't hear behind this mask.
Didn't even hear his mask. It must be so smelly inside there.
Oh, you believe it.
Dear Cliff and Kendall, I recently had to spend a night in the hospital following minor plastic surgery. One of the female nurses taking care of me leaned over me to straighten out the bedding, and I could see everything when the top of her scrubs fell open.
Whoa!
Kendall, I think this maybe was addressed to Hustler or something.
I was just thinking... This sounds like a great story. Got a little plastic surgery done.
Okay.
Boobs popping out.
Cliff and Kendall, I'm not sure if it was on purpose or by accident. And I say this because after the first time, it happened a bunch more times. And I only looked the first time out of shock. I just couldn't look away.
Yeah, shock.
The other times, I looked at the ceiling, y'all.
No, you didn't.
Kendall and Cliff, other than saying... Hey, lady, I can see your boobs. What's the polite way to say, oops, get your boobs out my face? And that is signed boob-faced in Busheltown.
Well, first of all, liar.
Liar?
I'm sure he was lying. I bet he looked. He got a good long look.
That you know what he got a good long while he was writing that letter.
Yeah. I don't think... You say something to anyone if it's just like this moment that happened. It's just like look away. It's okay. Don't have to like call it out in the open. Your boob's out.
Right.
You know. So just stay calm. It'll all pass.
Now, if he really wanted to mention it, he could just start singing, "Who let your boobs out?
Who,
That would be the alternative option of how to handle that situation.
I think so. That's a good plan B.
Good plan B.
All right. I think we've helped a lot.
I think we've done it.
Oh, wow. Oh, make sure you tell the listeners about these powerful healing crystals the fortune teller sold us.
Oh, you must mention this quartz, dear. It's supposed to be warding off negative evil spirits.
Oh, I feel so much better, and I was feeling very good to begin with.
Well, that's really good. Yes, so there's all kind of crystals here.
It's very shiny and glittery from this far. A lot of healing going on.
Well, and I read about this, Cliff, so what you're supposed to do is you take all the crystals.
Right.
That there are all these different ones. They're all really good for different things. You have to look them up and get you a big old book.
Right. And then you just have to lay in a damn rock barrel for your whole life.
No, you put them out. Crystals. You put them out during a full moon and they pick up the energy.
Ooh.
And then you carry them with you to ward off evil things. And
that sounds fun.
It is.
Let's do it.
I do.
You do?
Yes.
You've put out crystals at a full moon?
Yes.
No, you have not.
I have too.
You have not.
They're my car.
Wait, was this today? You bought them this morning?
No. My mother always told me, she's like, you need to carry this with you, this amethyst. It's really good for this. I don't like... I do it out of respect, like, for my mother.
Mm-hmm.
It's like she gave me a prayer cloth. And she
right.
said, put this under your bed and it keeps you healthy. So, it's under my bed.
People are... nuts. Have you noticed? Listen, and I'm not saying this about your mom. She was less nuts than most.
Yeah, dear, because that's an improper etiquette, of course. I forgot you got through
here. I forgot we were in here too, dear. I was drifting off during that long, long story. I was looking at these shale crystals on the other side of the shore. It's a marvelous moon megastone.
I'm just sorry we're so distracted, dear. I wanted to look at these stones. We're going to look over here, dear.
Are there any stones, especially for toddlers?
I'm sorry. What were you saying, Cliff?
What was I saying? I don't know.
You're saying people were so stupid.
Because we are all Alice in Wonderland, believing 10 impossible things before breakfast.
Because the world sucks. We need something to get through
it. And hey, I'm with it. I'm for it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all about it.
Yeah.
You think I live in reality? No way.
And that's pretty stupid.
Hell no. All right. Okay, let's get this going here.
It's your favorite part of the show. What are the... You know, over the years we've been doing this show, every time we get to stupid questions, I just feel more ridiculous asking stupid questions. But I'm going to keep doing it.
Do you really?
Well, because every time it just feels like they get stupider and stupider. I'm like... That's what they are.
And once in a
while... But I still feel terrible asking for stupid questions.
Right. And once in a while, you think to yourself, wow, I'm almost 40. Here I am.
I'm sitting here asking somebody stupid questions.
But listeners are on the edge of their seats.
I know. Here we go. All right. What are the three best apps on your phone?
Jesus.
See?
The only one I ever go to is Instagram. And the photos button.
You know how to move them around, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. That's how you got them, like, organized.
Yeah. Those ones. And the podcast app, which brings Cliff and Kendall back to me. After I give birth to it, it comes back. It's like the thing in Australia that you throw. Boomerang.
I was going to say, it's like... Your love, you have to let it go, and that bird will fly right back to you.
The prodigal show, everyone. Because every episode is like a child, and we love each one.
Exactly.
Well, some were
very well put.
Some were big disappointments, but we love them a little bit.
But over time, we like them a little bit more.
Speaking of stupid that goes on like this, what's the next?
I know, I'm trying to read the next one.
Please
do. What's the fanciest restaurant you've ever eaten at?
You know, Kendall, I think fancy is in the menu of the beholder. And so in that way, I'm going to say, you know, just Grandma's Kitchen Table.
Oh, good one.
Good one.
I was going to say Waffle House, but okay.
I don't need to tell people all my dirty stuff.
But what was the best invention of the last 50 years?
Oh.
Podcast.
Bingo! There is no other answer.
All right, good. Well, that's all the stupid questions I got for today.
That's all the stupid answers I got.
I feel bad that I got this whole novel of astrology.
I mean, is there anything worth knowing?
Is there anything ever worth knowing in what I have?
Kendall, we are all skeletons in tombs. We're on this blue marble that's not really that much bigger than that crystal ball that fortune teller's holding over there. Mm-hmm. We're in a big, goofy, star-studded universe out in the middle of nothing. All worried about dumbass shit nobody else cares about.
Uh-huh.
Don't you think?
I do. I mean, I do. I couldn't say it better myself, so I won't.
All right.
You said it.
You're going through your notes there. You found anything? Got a lot of erotica there.
Oh, yeah. Mercury being in retrograde. You about that?
There's another one, a couple under the sheets.
Uh-huh. This is a very erotic post.
It was erotic.
What was I thinking when I was grabbing all these pictures?
What were you grabbing?
Oh, here's the topic I was going to talk about.
Tip topic?
Tip
top topic.
It's come out recently that because of a phenomenon called precession.
Are we in another recession?
No, precession, where the Earth, like, over time slowly moves. That they say that our astrological signs might not actually be what they are anyway.
Oh, no.
So instead of, like, a Scorpio, I would be actually a Libra.
Libra.
So that just goes to show you nothing's fail-safe.
Nothing's... Even astrological signs.
I know. Can't even count on them anymore.
Can't even count on them. What is the world coming to?
And that's sad.
It is sad.
It's so sad.
But Kendall, we're living for love.
In all the right places. A physician without a knowledge of astrology has no right to call himself a physician. You know who said that?
Dr. Phil.
Hippocrates.
Ah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Hippocrates. Gotcha. I don't like his gotcha journalism.
Take us home.
Take me home. Denmark Roads.
Oh, that's where we are.
That's where we are. That's where we've been. All these good vibes are getting to you, man. I know where you are.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
Through them.